press report, bro. You on some nut shit, bro. You know what I'm saying? Are you okay?
Yeah.
Are you gonna pass out during the time of this recording?
No. No.
Okay. Well, let's just set the vibes because you're on some nut shit. You know what I'm saying? It's not the song that I pressed, but. Pittsburgh shit. Fuck it.
Hey, Dev, this one wavy.
You know what time it is, y'all? Let me talk my shit. I said, get money easy, it's more hard to stay alive. Ain't a Christian, but I seen it walk on water and it rise. Think I'm Muslim, how I standing on that corner with them pies. What if they forgot if the sentence and winning me was five? Blood everywhere as I drive. Chef, you breathe, don't die. This shit I seen with these eyes, plus the shit I did with the guys. We done waited all of this time, no point to leave now. We know he in his house, he could be about to leave now. Cutting dough with Bennett Faber, Fetty could kill a tiger. Been a ratter, sold him 9.5, they thought that I was gagger. Apple cider, what his blood look like on his front porch? Blunt force to the head, I talk that shit till I'm hoarse. In the bottom of traps, I started robbing for racks. That phone be jumping for snacks, but that be coming with taps. Life's a gamble, no craps.
It's one of them things you just play all the way through, man.
Trish, nigga.
I know the fans still on me. I done gave up the dog. Sometimes I wanna hit the blender. Being honest with God, proud of bees. The streets failed him, so he turned to a job. Kizzle been from Wilkinsburg, somehow he turned to a law. My little homie selling dope, but he buying them brick. I told him he should hit the table since he's taking a risk. Trying to invest in real estate, I've been inspired by Mitch. I used to hit the south side and make a point off a dip. Pointing my dip at ops from this beef I inherited. Told myself my kids matter more, I ain't hearing it. Streets got me stressed, I just hope I ain't wearing it. Pray you'll have my kids if I die, be my surrogate. Trapped in this trap, trying to find my way out. I was raised in poverty, I had to grind my way out. Lost 100 down at Rivers, I just sat myself out. My ops Glock got a ladder, I'ma climb myself out. In other words, I'm just trying to stay away from a downfall. Trap on a 10, ducking 12, trying to round off. Convos with my plug, I got pinched, turn my...
That shit too real.
It's up, and it's up.
I had to start it with that because the shit just too real. Some real rap.
Oh, I know you niggas didn't see this coming.
Let's turn this bitch up.
I mean, normally around this time I'd ask if you was ready.
Turn me the fuck up, bruh.
But I know there's no way you niggas was ready for what's about to happen.
In my hand on my gun, one is for shooting and one is for fun. Niggas tripping off of 151, black and mouth burning under the sun. Black and brown kids, younger they dumb. Sack of town, where your mama know from? Gather around, running all of your shit, but what did you get?
No stick, I say it's up, that mean it's stuck. Run out of bullets and run out of luck. One in the crib, I and one in the truck. One in the tip off, cause bloody ain't duck.
Step a foot up on the yard and get struck. Everyone I grew around was a thug. Thought he was a shooter, thought he was tough. Found anybody cooling out in the shit.
Yeah. 14 County, 50 cal in the tub. Fuck around and shoot the cavalry up. Bullet sneezing, we got allergies. We got alibis, we got calibers. Categorized, FN, bitch capitalized. Better record.
I got sick and tired of letting bitches slide. So I'm in the whip, I got the stick inside. If I sniff a scent, smell it loud.
Speaking of a new stick. We're gonna start in a minute, but we
Freedom Boys, we
kind of a store to fill in, man.
Hey, Freedom Boys,
we them.
Hey, Freedom Boys, we them boys. Pop out with my ice on, mister, get them pints gone. You want a price, folks? You ain't copy slabs. Babe, tell me that I'm better than her last.
Damn, I folded, bruh. Damn, bruh, I folded. Now we gotta stop it. It's episode 94 of the Big Podcast. If you know, you know. I'm not about to explain this to Sarah how I folded. Let's just keep it rolling. We about to get into the bullshit. So before we get into the bullshit, how are you?
I'm great. It's the weekend.
You feeling good?
I'm feeling
nice.
Nice.
She's nice right now. Yeah. Nice. So with us being nice, we might as well start with the fuck shit. I just hope YouTube don't play no games.
Rose is coming to the table. She's going to be at the red table. Would you say she has been instrumental in you and I redefining our relationship?
I was.
Satara's never seen this.
Yeah.
Say, don't just start filming me without asking me.
Oh my goodness.
If you could film me.
Astaire, come help us again, please.
I'm still dealing with foolishness.
Don't. Because she don't just.
Would you say that she helped us heal the hurts that we caused between one another?
My social media presence is my bread and butter, okay? So you can't just use me for social media and not, you know, don't just start rolling. I'm standing in my house. Don't just start rolling.
Watch Astaire at the red table because she's helped us a lot. Can't you tell?
All right, you guys, I'm gonna keep it real, man. I tried to be mature last week, dog. I tried to hit all parts, but you getting this bullshit this week, man. Dog, the shit that I've been seeing in the past week in regards to some shit that happened 2 weeks ago is crazy. Oh my God. How do you feel about that clip? Do you think it was staged? How do you feel about it? Looking at it without hearing anything else and not knowing you were going to look at it, how does that clip resonate with you?
I'm confused. Like, what was that to what happened last week?
It was not. It was actually an old clip, but you know how the media likes to play things, play with the mind. So they released it. They re-released it. And, you know, pushed it to the surface so that, you know, the idiots can take the bait.
Oh, okay. Yeah, resurfaces.
But I would be wrong not to take everything into consideration. And I'll let you know what needs to be taken into consideration.
Okay.
Excuse me. Jada Pinkett Smith made a announcement saying that, oh, she actually didn't need her husband to stand up for her. She doesn't need saving or she doesn't need standing up for.
Okay.
She made a statement within the last week or 2 weeks saying that. Also, we just are going to, I just want to say this. People think, not just me, people think that she's publicly humiliating him for the way that he treated her beforehand. So, now that you hear that, how do you feel about that clip?
Why? Okay. I'm just confused as to why she was recording him to begin with.
Let me ask you this. Do you think that's an example of a thriving, healthy relationship?
No, I mean, he didn't look too happy. And she was just kind of like smiling and she didn't stop recording. Like he was asking her to. So.
And it was put out.
And it was put out. Yeah.
Now, with you being someone who may get recorded and at times you may not want to be recorded, what if I was to you say stop recording me? And I mean, it's not like we do it a lot now, but you know, like say in that situation you was to say stop recording me and I was just to keep recording you and then say some smart slick shit. with everything else, bro, she would have you. I think I would have you so fucked up in that point in time.
Yeah, I'd be pretty ticked off.
So how do you, with that new information, how do you feel about Will Smith in regards to his relationship, since, you know, their relationship is all on the internet and shit?
I mean, I kind of feel bad for him in a way, because I feel like she's like, there's a lot of things that have come up surrounding her. Mm-hmm. So, and it's never good. It's never good.
Do you know about the whole Tupac thing?
I don't know.
She, you know, her and Tupac were friends, and like, it's like every couple years, maybe every year, she like makes a long post dedicated to Tupac. And there is speculation that they may have been, you know, more than friends. She does not say that, but just the way they talk. And people think like she, I don't even know how to explain it, because I wouldn't be able to deal with that as a man.
No, like,
I don't, that's under, weird. It's funny because I know people that have like marriages like that, like they've been together for a long time, they may not want to necessarily be together, and like it's like they're just going back and forth.
They're just together to be together,
and like, it's away. Not a comfortable thing to be around.
Yeah, that's,
I, thoughts and prayers to Will Smith. I think that it's kind of wild that that surfaced, and it doesn't, to me, it doesn't matter that this was before everything happened, because being that the whole entanglement situation, you kind of see,
yeah,
that they're not on the same page.
No.
Now, I don't judge about like what people choose to do in their relationships. If they have an open relationship, cool. Mm-hmm. But I feel like it's still a relationship. So y'all still should be on the same page, even if y'all choose to be intimate outside of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's, it does make me feel bad for him, because,
yeah, I feel really bad for Will Smith. I don't know. Just seeing now, okay, so just seeing the way that, you know, that situation was handled, was that last week or the week before?
The Oscars.
Yeah. And then just seeing this, it's like, and then, like you said, like the whole entanglement situation, like, it makes Jada look bad, and yeah, like you said, it makes you just feel really bad for Will Smith, like what he's actually going through mentally and emotionally. Like, I don't know, you just don't know.
I think a lot of people get overstepping with kind of like being, living in your full truth, because I mean, I can understand that maybe, because this is what I'm only piecing together what I've gotten in this whole shit show of Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith. If you look and like have been abreast in the last couple of years, there's just been a lot of things said, and you can kind of draw things together. Because that's the only thing we can do, because y'all are putting this out for us to see.
Yeah.
So when Will Smith says back in the day, you know, and I don't know where I heard this, but he definitely said something along these lines. Back in the day, he was really bad to her, like just being with multiple women and stuff like that.
Hmm.
And of course, they've never given the details of their relationship. They've never said, oh, we have an open relationship. We've just always heard for years, decades even, that they a little freaky. You know what I'm saying? Whatever that means.
Oh.
And I don't care. That's not my thing. I think that's a, you know, a personal preference. But we hear that, and then that's when all this weird stuff starts happening, maybe 4 or 5 years ago. And then we see Will, and there's so many times that he's on camera, and we get different images of him, and you can tell he's not all the way there, like, good.
Yeah.
And it's kind of alarming being at his age that he's at, And in like a lot of things, we can kind of see where it comes from, that it's from the relationship that they have. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I just think that it's, I don't even know what to say, because this just sprung up on me. I heard it on the JBP, and I didn't even know this happened until a couple hours ago. I was like, damn.
Yeah.
And I kind of just thought about it. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, that's crazy. Like,
I kind of just thought about it from my point of view. Like, if it was like me and you, that wouldn't be cool.
That's not healthy.
That's not something that to play around with.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. And a lot of these, that's crazy. I'll be feeling for folks, because that's wild.
Yeah.
But since we, that is fucking nuts.
Yeah.
All right. Question. And I don't know where you stand on this. Do you know what selling out is like in the black community? Like, if somebody was to say he sold out, would you know what that meant?
I feel like you've asked me this before. And the way that I hear sell out is like,
and not, don't say me. Let's say how I use selling out.
That's where I was getting. So but what is it? Because I honestly don't remember what you told me. Okay. The definition.
Selling out in the black community is, and I wish we could play this clip, but it doesn't matter, because we'll watch it. So even though you may not know what I'm referring to now, we'll watch it after this sometime.
Okay.
But let's get into this is a robust thing to get into, especially with black people. Selling out means that you kind of like, you did something that you would not have done if you didn't get money for it. So there was a point in time, and have you ever heard like a black person say like they've never experienced racism or something like that?
Have I ever heard a black person but, say
like,
it?
Have you ever like seen some like celebrity just say some wild shit, and it's like,
yeah,
why
I'm sure
is he
that
talking
I
like that? You know what I'm saying? Like on camera.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You've heard like, and I don't think this situation was that, now that we see what it is, but at the time, mm-hmm. like when Kanye was wearing the MAGA hat.
The what? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Some mm-hmm. people would have said he sold out. But, but like, that's a sellout.
Yeah.
Say, say me and you at a job and we cutting corners, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we both are saying, yo, we cutting corners. We not going to tell nobody else we doing this. We're going to get the job done. And after doing that for 6 months, I go and snitch on you, and then I go and snitch on you. You get fired, and I get a raise and get promoted. That's selling out.
Wow.
So some people will say, like when we did the video, it wasn't a video because this is a full podcast, but when we did the subject, get out of here. When we did the subject on Crip Mac, people mm-hmm. said I was hating. When I did my YouTube channel with the compilations, people said I was hating, that I hate black people.
Y'all are funny.
That I hate my skin, that I have a white girlfriend.
Far was, from white, baby. Far from white.
Like, people say these things because I don't think we understand the grand scheme of things.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I what I got this from was somebody on Aristotle Investments on Millionaire Mindsets. He was talking about how black people look down when people clout chase. And then when you realize and you think about it, because we understand why people do what they do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Dub. Shout out to the DDG family. Yeah. I fuck with it.
Yeah.
We know why people do what they do and they make the content that they make.
Mm-hmm.
But some people don't know that. Some mm-hmm. people don't get it. You know what I'm saying? Like the video we just watched of Deshae pulling out a gun on Dub's sister. A real nigga would look at that and be like, how is y'all making money together? And da 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 da. And he just pulled out a gun.
Yeah.
Well, it's not real. And guess what? It's not for people that don't understand it. It's yeah. not for our age group. It's for these little kids that live in that, like, that live in that world.
Mm-hmm.
Just like we were talking about last week, some people use social media to their advantage. Some use it to their disadvantage.
Right.
And this goes into the sellout thing, too. Some people look at things as the glass half full and not half empty. So, boom. Mm-hmm. If I could talk about ops and spraying ops and dissing the dead and getting racks off of it, even though I know that there's a family that's crying about that and don't think that's cool, and that some people may get hurt from repeating what I say. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But if I can make some money off it, I'm going to do it.
Right.
And I think a lot of us have to make that decision.
Mm-hmm.
Being that we live in America and that we don't come from money, statistically, we always talk about facts on here. So, how do you feel about that? Do you, like, they was making a joke on the JBP saying, for $500 million, would you go on TV and say, I'm not black?
For what?
$500 million.
Would I go? That's a lot of money.
You know what I'm saying?
I might just have, you know,
bro.
It's hard not to say no, because.
And this is the thing. Most people, they would say no because you never gonna get that deal. You never gonna get that option. It's not gonna be that easy. It's not gonna happen. So yeah, I would never do that. No, you coon. But it's like, bruh, some of this stuff, if you have the right talent, is that easy. Oh, you telling me all I gotta do is this? Like, bro,
yeah.
I really got shot. They really slid and shot me up, and I lived. And then something else happened to them after that. You telling me if I rap about that, I can make money off of it? Hell yeah, nigga, let's get it.
And people and
already went to jail and came back from that shit. Nigga, let's go.
Yeah. And you people really sit there on the internet and believe, like you said, like half the stuff that yes. people do and say.
That's the thing that's gold. I'm sorry.
You're fine. No, go ahead.
That's the thing that's gold is that these little niggas believe this shit.
Yeah,
these
yeah.
niggas think that it's real.
Yeah.
So I got people, because guess what? That's driving more attention to me.
Yeah.
And I think that that's a big problem. A lot of us don't even, like, when these new things pop up, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, bro, and I'm sorry, and I don't think it's bad, but, bro, some people have to understand how old they sound when they say, oh, when I grew up, you couldn't just pull out a phone and just go to acting dumb. You had to pull up on a nigga and da da da. Like, bro, you fail to realize that the pulling out the phone and acting dumb, that's not the getting money part. Now, if y'all both know that it's fake and y'all both just going, because you know that niggas do that on the internet.
Oh, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Rappers do that too. If y'all know that it's fake and y'all both going back and forth, that's cool. Cause
yeah.
y'all play into it. No, right. Y'all know nothing's going to happen.
Business
y'all
move.
Homies know no, nothing's going to happen. Yeah. That's the smart part. And I think a lot of us, we look past that. Like, bro, I can say for myself, because sometimes you just don't get it. Like, bro, I would say 3 to 4 years ago, I was saying, I don't want no job. I'm about the podcast.
Yeah, I remember.
Had no clue on how to make money from podcasts, and still low-key don't have a clue on how to make money for real, for real.
You I remember that. Saying?
Like, yeah. But I was saying, yo, I'm going to do that. And then I realized, yeah. yo, you have to have a structure in doing this. Even this is some novice stuff, even though I say that, you know, I fuck with my setup being, you know, somebody that's not necessarily tech savvy. But, like, even this is novice. You feel me? But, and niggas think, like, when they, cause you'll say somebody sold out, like, mm-hmm. oh, he sold out. Oh, he don't even come to the hood no more. oh, he don't do this, that, and the third. And you don't realize, yeah, he not in the hood no more because he's working on his craft. He's been perfecting his craft.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And some of these arenas that we thrive in, as far as music, as far as the internet, any, even regular stuff corporately that I'm about to be thriving in, you feel me? Sometimes you have to bend a little to get to what you worked for.
Mm-hmm.
Like being a music artist. Sometimes, because I, you know, nowadays you can make money being an independent artist, but the legwork is a lot. The grind is heavy.
Yeah, I can only imagine.
You know what I'm saying? And it's a chance that you may never get your worth doing that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's a lot of people that are really talented, but never, you know, fully got to where they should have been.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And some people, they do it the Drake way. Chart toppers, signed to a label, had to get in a real fucked up deal. I don't know if you all remember, but when Pusha T put out Exodus, he said, you signed to one nigga that signed to another nigga that signed to three niggas. Now that's fucked up, but it was real.
Damn.
And sometimes you got to do that because you see what's going to happen in the future.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that a lot of us, we just be dead set on one thing, dead set on, you know, not necessarily what's happening years from now, what us doing this right now can put us in a position 5 years from now. And that's how we say, oh, that's lame.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, bro, if you understood that it's niggas that get paid so that you can think that they lame. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And in real life, it wouldn't be like that.
Right.
I hear people say it all the time. Like, in the music industry, they said the niggas that's gangster is not gangster, and the niggas that's nice is the gangsters. And I believe that, because if you really like that, you don't want people to know you like that, because that's not what you're here for.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And I just feel that, you know, we kind of block our blessings. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of misinformation that's in our community. You feel me?
Right.
Like somebody will say, oh, I heard you got to do this. You know what I'm saying? If you to get into that. Oh, you don't want to do that. You got to do this. And the nigga telling you ain't never tried to do none of the shit that he talking down to you to be for doing. He ain't never did none of that, but he heard it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's bad. So, now, I'm not going to sit here and say that, but for $500 million to just say I'm not black, I would have to take a double look at that, because $500 million, is that my only obligation?
Right.
Or do I have to remind niggas that I'm not black once a year? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm trying not to do nothing like that. You feel like I'm not trying to do that. Now, if somebody knocks on the door and says, hey, I got 500K, maybe not 500K, because we could get that realistically in life. But 500 million, that's a lot of money. Like, we don't have to do nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, our cat is in our pod space, and it's just very unsettling. So yeah, he's a dick. He's really a dick. I don't understand it. So we're about to serious it up. And I want to talk about this because we are on the podcast. We have to be real.
Yes.
And you know, this is real, you know?
Yes.
Like,
absolutely.
One thing about us is that we wouldn't, like, if we were at odds, we wouldn't be recording right now.
Nope.
So, because we wouldn't be able to fake it. So I'm not going to fake it. And I'm not going to say I'm necessarily devastated, but it's been a hard last 2 years for me, because in the last 2 years, two young men that I've known since children, one since a baby. um, We can't even do anything about it. I'm gonna fuck him up when we get done recording. Two young men that I've known since they were children are no longer with us anymore. And
sadly, yes.
I like talking about these things because I wouldn't, number one, two to three years ago, I wouldn't be addressing this situation the way that I'm addressing it right now. And that's proven by fact by other episodes of this podcast. I'll say to my, like, bro, all of this stuff is a learning experience, and I'll just speak for myself. I don't talk about personal things on the podcast to get at people or anything. I just like to speak on how I feel. And we're no longer a music podcast per se because I kind of learned what the music business was. And I just wanted to say this because I just wanted to say it. This doesn't have anything to do with what I'm about to say, but I'll still say it. And I've realized that, yo, like, a lot of this music stuff, it's, and I'll just give an example for this week. Like, a lot of the, like, albums that they push, that's not the best music, man. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I always, like, get on Satara about how she only listens to, like, 10 songs. Actually, yeah. We're going to wait on the serious stuff because I've been waiting to talk about this for weeks. So Satara only listens to, like, a certain time capsule of music. I want to say it's from, like, 97 to 05.
Man, that's not even.
I feel like Satara, even if she does listen to a new song, it has to be, like, 8 months old before she gets onto it, and then from that point she listens to it for like another year. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I can't, this is the thing, you don't understand, this music shit, it's not fun. Nigga, you gotta listen, sometimes you gotta listen to bad shit, sometimes you have to listen to sometimes you have to listen to some shit that, like, you don't understand because it's some new shit and you want to see what people are talking about. And on top of that, that's why I stopped doing this shit, because on top of that, you want to stay up to date with what's actually kind of hot. So
yeah,
it was hard to do that shit because I'm sorry, good music doesn't come out every week. That's not a thing anymore. A lot of this shit is based upon statistics and what, you know, they know is going to be hot. A lot of the times when big artists come out nowadays, they are not, bro, they're finessing us, they're duping us.
And that's why I don't listen to a lot of new stuff, because a lot of new stuff I don't like. It's,
yeah,
that's why I like older music, like shit that used to, like, go, you know what I mean? And that's why I replay a lot of shit, because there's certain music that comes out now where I can't get onto it. Like, the vibe of it is the shit they be saying in the song. Like, half the shit I don't be understanding what the hell they're saying. So
you gonna make me do this to you?
What?
Satara, you can't say stuff like that to a music head, because to listen to, first of all, good music is always gonna be there. Is it going to be the thing that's at the top of the charts? No. But if you find it and if you learn how to find it, it's always going to be there. You know what I'm saying? Like, Wiz Khalifa, Brit Crit, and Smoke Dizza dropped the album with Girl Talk. Phenomenal. Mind you, with all of these guys, Wiz Khalifa, Brit Crit, and Smoke Dizza, they don't put out bad music. They always put out great albums.
Of course.
Vince Staples put out an amazing project. You feel me? And guess who else dropped? Now, number one, I kind of fucked up with the intro playing the edited version of the ESTG 42 Doug song. But that shit was fire. That album is fire. But I have to give that to Gotti because Gotti's been around for how long? Gotti knows the business and they doing the business right. They doing the fans right because Gotti has built enough equity to where he can do that. So they don't count. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Fabio Foreign's project. Fabio Foreign's been going crazy. I know you don't know who that is, but he's been going crazy. I'm not a Brooklyn drill rapper fan. I'm not necessarily like, I only like the old heads as far as drill. Dirk, you know what I'm saying? Like them type guys. And you feel what I'm saying. People that watch, you like, I'm sure that there's a pocket of people that listen to this stuff that I do. A lot of, like, bro, a lot of times, it's not about the music. It's not about the, like, as far as the business goes, and this is the hard thing that I had to learn. As far as the business goes, great music is not at the forefront. And the only way that it is at the forefront is if you can have a Gotti as the executive, a P over at QC with Lil Baby as the executive. That's the only way you can get that good music. A J. Cole, you know what I'm saying? The Dreamville, yeah. D-Day, that's a fucking Gangsta Grillz mixtape, nigga. And if you know DJ Drummond, Gangsta Grillz, you know that's some shit. That's some real hip hop mixtape bootleg shit. You know what I'm saying? But them is the only niggas that's doing it like that. And you know why? Because they come from that. But everybody else like that's at the labels and don't have that, you know, equity, or I don't know what the word is, but that pull to where they have creative control, you get an album like this Favi album. And I know that, you know, it's not accepted because I liked it a lot. And I'm a fan, but not really. You know what I'm saying? I don't fuck with the Brooklyn drill at all. I try not to talk about it because I know it's really big right now, and I don't want to come off as being disrespectful or ignorant, but I'm not a fan of it. And I know that the fact that I like this project so much that other niggas wasn't going to like it. Just how, like, that Young Thug project last, niggas did not fuck with that Young Thug album.
Really?
I love that Young
Thug album. I don't think,
album.
I didn't listen to the Young Thug album. I don't listen to a lot of new music.
We know, we've
already
established.
Yeah.
But what I'm trying to say is, like, when you kind of, sometimes, bro, doing what you love, you may not want to do that for money because it takes the love out of it. Like, that's when true. I realized that, like, certain things were the way they were, I wanted to take a step back because I didn't want to drive myself crazy. Yeah. Like, it was a point in time when I was, like, really on Twitter, really talking about the podcast, really on the music takes. This, of course, this was before Satira was pregnant, before he had a baby and all that.
Yeah.
And then I was looking at niggas and it's like, is this nigga, like, taking my swag? Like,
yeah,
is he taking, like, my style of talk? And I would say this for, like, several people and, like, I didn't know. I didn't know if I was just seeing things, like, or, like, if I was trying to be like them and trying to, like, pump myself up. And I was like, you know what? Fuck this. I'm not doing this.
Yeah,
I'm not playing this game.
I still can't believe that.
Like, mm-hmm. I've talked to, like, low art, like, not big artists, but, like, artists. Like, artists have sent me stuff. Like, people that I don't know, have no connection to. Not, like, local artists, but, like, mm-hmm. that may have connections. And it's just like, this is weird.
Yeah.
You know? And, like, that's why I told myself, that's when I kind of figured out, like, I can't do this way. I don't want to be trying to go viral, you know? I mean, the clips are the clips. You got to play the game somehow because mm-hmm. we're in that day and age. But, like, I don't want to be being malicious. I don't want to be academics, you know? Even though academics does his job, we can obviously see why someone would find it disrespectful for what he does mm-hmm. and the way that he talks. You feel me?
Yeah.
We know that. But you know what I'm saying? It's we older, so it was just different. You couldn't really talk like that. You know what I'm saying? Especially where we come from. You can't do that. You can't talk like that and expect, not to have repercussions in some shape, form, or fashion.
Mm-hmm.
So I really had to think about this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, people will I'm gonna bring it up because I go back and forth with sometimes I go back and forth with my cousin about podcasting because like I don't be wanting him to do like waste time like I did with it.
Mm.
You know, like we literally have 94 episodes of this and I can count the amount of videos on one hand. I'm robbing myself. You robbing yourself doing that. You know what I'm saying? And he's kind of doing it the other way. He doesn't record the audio. And I don't know why, but I be trying to tell him and I don't understand. He be getting mad. I don't know how he takes it because like, I don't look at niggas as competition because I fuck with myself.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like I'm confident in myself. Nobody has to say anything to hype me up. I'm gonna hype myself up. So, like, anything that I say to somebody, and I don't be talking to people because I don't be caring about what niggas be having going on, but this is family. So when I'm talking, it be blowing me away that he thinks that, like, oh, you trying to da da da, and it's like, fam, I know what I'm talking about.
He gets offensive.
You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, you talking to me. I know what I'm talking about. I don't have huge success, but I made money from content creation.
Yeah.
Both podcasting and YouTube. I've made money. Thousands. You know what I'm saying? And mm-hmm. It's not to say, bro, and this shit, I had to figure out how to do this shit. I had to, like, see, oh, such and such is doing this, that, and the third. But I don't even know what the point I was making. But what I'll say is that, like, I don't know where I was going with any of that, but it's a production in this stuff. It's a production. But since I lost my train of thought, let's get to what we were talking about. So, like I was saying, in the last 2 years, you know, it's been unfortunate with the passing of these two gentlemen that I feel that are family or were family at some point in time. And I'm trying to figure out how to word this, you know? this is what I'll ask you is, like, have you ever in life, like, had somebody that you felt like you just can't talk to? Like, that you kind of, it's kind of like a brick wall and they just kind of want to tell you what they want to hear?
Oh, yeah. Plenty of times. I've had several people that I've came across like that,
and
it's annoying.
And in full transparency, I've had several people. There are several people like that in my family. I would say that there's other people that are have experienced the same thing that come from, the households that we come from, and it fucked with me. Because a lot of the times when that happened, like, say I, like, just like somebody telling you, don't talk, just listen to what I gotta say, and then I'm gonna say what I gotta say, and that's gonna be it. This is what it is. I'm right, you wrong. Mm-hmm. It don't even matter what you gotta say.
Yeah.
I grew up with that.
Yeah.
I grew up with that, and, from the other side, like my other parent, I always kind of got the, like, just nigga, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck what you talking about, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I kind of got it both ways, and I don't know, it's just a lot of shit that I was just fucked up about growing up. Like, people have to realize, like, me about to do the job that I'm about to do, I wouldn't have been able to do anything like this at the age of 18, 21, 24. You know what I'm saying? This is happening at just the right time.
Yeah.
I'm not the same person that I was with when I moved back up here with you. You know?
Right, yeah.
And I definitely wasn't the same person that I was compared to who I was at age 18.
Yeah.
Or 17 when I left Pittsburgh. And sad to say, some of us, it doesn't seem like some of us learn from, you know, relationships kind of falling apart because of the way you treat somebody. And I have a family member that I've tried to talk to about, like, the way that I feel that they treat me. And when it happened, I kind of got gaslighted. Like, it was through a text message, and like, they didn't respond to like half of the stuff that I said in the text message.
Yeah.
And at that point, number one, this is the thing. I don't think there's respect in that. I don't think there's respect in a lot of, like, in a lot of Black families where, like, you're the elder and this is the child, whether it be your uncle, your grandmother. I think a lot of them, and I think it's changing now because, I mean, we're adults, bro. I'm 27. You know what I'm saying? It's changing now because, like, a lot of us have the words to kind of describe how that makes us feel.
Mm-hmm.
So unless you're just a jerk and you really don't care about how you make somebody that you supposedly love feel, there's no way you can run from it.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, in my situation, that's what happened. And the relationship's been fractured since then because I myself have realized I have to set up boundaries. People don't understand, like, when I make, like, references to, like, doing things that were illegal and doing things that I didn't have any business doing, it really wasn't my own choice in doing that. It was, quote unquote, helping family out, making ends meet.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that situation taught me that if I'm not being accounted for like the other person's being accounted for, I'm not with it. We don't gotta talk. We don't gotta see each other. If you don't care about me, why do I need to be in your presence? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times in my life, I felt like, damn, don't nobody care about me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just here.
That's
you
terrible.
Feel me? Yeah. Like, I'm just nigga. Like, if niggas just left, I'll be cool. That's why I kind of be like, number one, I don't like fucking with too many people. I don't have the mental capacity to fuck with take in so many people.
Yeah,
a
absolutely.
Lot of people is toxic, so I'm just cool with my little circle. But at the same time, like, bro, if you say something to me, or you keep showing me a way that you're acting, and I've already told you how that makes me feel, and you don't consider it at all, I'm good, because I don't have time for that. Like, bro, we're not getting in a yelling match. We're not arguing. We're not going back and forth. And hey, bro, I'm not, and nobody's perfect, but you know what I'm saying? Like, the last time I talked about a situation like this, I was going wild. Calling niggas fuck niggas and bitch ass niggas and shit.
Yeah.
But I mean, at this point, I'm just, once it, you can disrespect me, and not you can't, but like, it's different when you know I'm known for like shitting on me, you known for like talking down to me and just doing what you do. But when it comes over to my girlfriend. That's when it is a big problem. So long story short, and this is my story to tell. I don't really care. Like, bro, I'm being respectful, and you can't. I don't care. I don't care, bro. Yeah. I'm not gonna tell nobody business, but we had a family member, you know, who was treating Satara a certain type of way, and I addressed it, and I got gaslighted again. So I left it alone, because if I put something out there, you know what I'm saying? You know me. So if I put something out there and you don't react to it, it's a problem. It's a problem.
Yeah.
And when I say that, I'm not talking about something petty. I'm talking about my feelings. Me as a black man, I got to deal with enough. I got to suck up enough shit. You know what I'm saying? I got to keep grooving with enough shit. I'm not about to allow you to fucking abuse me. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not gonna allow you to abuse me. If you don't feel cool with treating me like a human being and treating me how I should be treated, treating my girlfriend how I should be treated, and say you do feel some type of way about us, if you're not gonna come out and say it, and you just gonna act a certain way, we don't gotta be around you. You know what I'm saying? And then on top of the fact, if I address it and nothing is said about it, as if it doesn't matter,
mm-hmm.
we definitely cool off of it. Because number one, some people don't take disrespect lightly. You might get slapped. You know what I'm saying? And mm-hmm. I'm not saying that to me, but I'm saying just in certain situations. You don't know how anybody's gonna take disrespect, because you may not know said person like you think you do. So, you know, how do you feel? So, in saying that, I might as well say the whole thing. I cut ties with folks. I cut ties with people that I feel disrespect from. I cut ties with people that think that I'm the type of nigga that would be cool with you disrespecting my girlfriend and then letting me know that you're doing it. So I cut ties. You can't do anything. We cannot do anything. I brought it up one time. It wasn't addressed. Cool. Until it's addressed, anything else, I'm good. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? Niggas, I had a problem with it. I wasn't the one who had a problem with it, though. I wasn't the one who brought it up. It's not nobody's business who brought it up. We had a problem with it. You know what I'm saying? It was an issue.
Yeah.
And how you feel about that? Like, because, you know, I stopped doing this for so long, but I have to do it today. On the Joe Budden podcast, like bringing up the Joe Budden podcast on my podcast, on the Joe Budden podcast, they're doing a lot. They have like this part of the show where like people ask questions, and people are asking questions about keeping family members from children, like family members that have maybe been abusive or family members that didn't fuck with you
mm-hmm.
and not letting their kids see them. How do you feel about guarding a child from a family member or whatever, because family means something totally different than what it used to mean. It's not necessarily blood related. But what do you feel about keeping a child from a family member because of whatever reason?
I think if there has to be, so when it comes to a child, like, right, if there is any type of heat, beef, whatever, you know what I'm saying? Say I have a problem with whoever on your side, whatever, right? And it's heated, blah, 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 blah. I just feel like the child shouldn't have to be like involved in any of that, because it's toxic, number one. It's, she don't need to, they don't need to see that. Right. They don't need to see any of that. It's not good for them to see. So I'm not against that. I'd never be against anything like that. I think it's great to shield a child from negativity and, you know, toxic situations.
Now, let me say, because, you know, people might, I'm so fucking mad that this nigga ripped the fucking thing. So we gotta put this shit on YouTube. It's hot, bro. That's
You're
what
hot? I'm...
I'm still drinking.
Oh, my God.
Like, wait a nigga. Bro, like, dog, I'm not keeping nobody's away. No, I'm not keeping my baby away from none of my family. But I'm keeping my baby away from people that I know I'm not sure about. It's, bro, and fam, this is somebody that, yes, I grew up knowing this person, but I ain't really, we wasn't in touch when I was gone. We wasn't in touch when I first moved back up here. We was only gone with the other family member over there. We wasn't.
Yeah.
It was only a couple times, and it was, you know, it wasn't on some, this person's never been to our house. They've never taken time out to come over to our house.
Right. But
before yeah. we had a baby.
That's very true.
You know
true.
What I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And like, bro, I get that it's tragedy. It's a horrible situation.
Yeah.
But number one, let's not act like we all didn't know this individual. Yes, you knew this individual more than all of us, but let's not act like we all didn't know this individual. Mm-hmm. It's still nasty to try to slide some shit in on account of niggas being in a soft place.
Yeah, that's very strange. Just, I don't understand that. Like, why?
Why now?
Yeah, why now? Like, what?
Like, do you, and this is my thing, the relationship is already fractured. Do you think that at this point in my life, and people don't know what we're talking about, but if you've been in this situation, you can piece it together. Do you think that at this point in my life that I didn't mean what I said? Like, what?
Yeah.
Bro, I don't even know if the nigga read the text message, dog.
Did you text him back?
I'm not talking about that.
No. Oh.
But I don't even know if, when I sent that message, that the when I you remember what happened, so it was right before I got COVID, and that's mm-hmm. when that stuff happened. I didn't message back because I had COVID. You remember?
Yeah.
And then when I got like to where I wasn't like sleep all day, that's when I sent the message, and mm-hmm. I said, I'm not gonna. I know that this is gonna Sorry, be some guys. Fuckery. So I'm not gonna read the response.
Yeah.
I gave it up. So I sent that message. I gave it probably the whole weekend that I did not read the text messages. And then I'm looking through it and I said, wow. Okay.
Well,
it is what it is. Fam, if you tell me that what I said hurt your feelings, I'm not gonna, my response isn't gonna be, well, I'm just not gonna talk to you again. And it's an example, but like, I'm just, you said what you said, when you said that hurt my feelings, and my, just imagine me saying, all right, then I'm sorry that I made you feel like that. No, or I'm sorry that you felt like that. I've been told that so many times in my life. I'm sorry that you felt like that.
Yeah, you felt like that. Yeah,
I'm sorry that you felt like that. So I'm never going to talk to you. I'm never going to say anything to you again, and hopefully that'll fix it.
That's terrible.
And it's like, bro.
Yeah, that's terrible.
As I said, fam, I've, to even understand and gain the whole concept of how to create a podcast,
mm-hmm.
how to make a YouTube video, how to make the YouTube video get views, how to get, bro, I didn't know any of this stuff. I was so not in tune with this. I was so not in tune with a lot of things, bro. There was a time in my life where I used to just walk out on jobs. Even
I wish when, I would have did that.
Even when, like, and I was living with people, but I was still paying my way. And if I didn't pay my way, I was getting kicked. But I didn't. I was so disconnected and so, nah, fuck that, nigga. I'm grown, man. I'm not doing nothing that I don't want to do. You know what I'm saying? That's what I was on. Like, fuck it, nigga. And it's that. You know what I'm saying? If I'm not feeling it, I'm not doing it. Fuck it, nigga. And niggas can get wild too, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Niggas can get wild in this hole too, nigga. Like, and don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? Bro, a person that has dealt with the things that I've dealt with, even in the last couple months, that's not the same person that was doing that back then. And I don't think people know that, because people don't really give a fuck about me and what I got going on. They don't. If they did, it wouldn't be what it is now. And this is with a lot of people, because people, it's sad to say, but a lot of us use each other. Yeah, a lot of us, you know, use that family card to, oh man, you gotta let me use you, man. Man, bro, I had a story. And I told this story before when niggas was trying to scam. And y'all see a lot of niggas going to jail for this PPP shit. I feel like niggas was trying to do a PPP. Don't get mad, bro. I wasn't trying to do this. I didn't agree to it. You started throwing it to me. It happened. So now I get to talk about it because it happened to me. This is what happens when you try to commit crimes with niggas that didn't agree to committing crimes. It gets people, they tell other people about it.
Yeah.
So somebody was trying to finesse me into doing some type of fraud, some type of, I don't know, unemployment fraud. Had this whack ass story and kept saying it. Oh, such and such. These people need they unemployment check. They was living up in such and such. And now they down here. They homeless. So you work the job. You work the job. You homeless. You left the state that you work the job in without the pay. Or without getting whatever you had to get straight.
Yeah.
And you made it all the way down to Florida. To meet my family.
Fake story.
That ain't never been to Pennsylvania.
Fake news.
They needed me to file their unemployment for them. Or do. No. They needed an address to send the unemployment paperwork to. And they sent it to me. A family member told me they were sending me something. When somebody tells you to keep an eye on your mailbox, you think that they're sending you
they're
something.
They're sending you something like a gift.
So this person keeps calling me, asking me, did I get it? Telling me that I'm lying, that I didn't get it. Once you start telling, and this person is a scheming scammer, so once you start telling me that you don't believe that I didn't receive a gift, I know that this is something that I don't even want to get. So we get this piece of mail. We didn't even open it because I said, oh, you tripping. Put it right back downstairs. I already knew what time it was. You know what I'm saying? So, why is it that me, once I tell him, yo, don't send that again. I'm not doing nothing with it. I'm sending it back. Oh, where do you put it? I put it down in the mailbox. The mailbox man got it now.
Mm-hmm.
That ain't got nothing to do. That's not my mail. That's a federal offense.
It didn't even have our name on it.
He was telling me to open the mail. That is a federal offense. That's an inside joke. But he was trying to tell me to open the mail and then take a picture of the card. I've been on trial. Not on trial, but I've been arrested for fraudulent things. So I know what fraudulent things are. So I tell them, yo, no. Block party. Yeah. Block him on everything because now he's blowing my phone up. This is how people treat family. So, what do you know? Other people that I considered to be family were involved in this scheme. So now they're calling me. Family members, man. This Satara was pregnant when this is happening. Yeah. And I don't know if you guys know, I'm sure you know now, that all in this PPP stuff, the people that was getting the stuff sent to them, oh, it was rough for them in the courtroom. It was rough.
Oh, I'm sure.
Because that once you put the mail in it, and that's your address that this mail crime is being committed on.
Yeah.
Once you get that, because the mail is federal, people. Hey, I learned my lesson when I was doing shit that I have no business doing. I figured out what people were doing and how to do it. And I said, oh, that's why that happened. I'm never touching that again.
Yep.
So, long story short, somebody hits me up saying, oh, I need that money. Da-da-da-da. I need my money. Blah, blah, blah. My money, my money. You going to get hurt if I don't get my money. I'm going to get hurt if you don't get your money. Why I got anything to do with your money?
Yeah.
Oh, and nigga, I know where you live. You have a physical. Oh, matter of fact, all of the niggas involved in this have addresses in Florida.
Yeah.
So if you really was helping somebody out and they ain't have no place to stay and they needed, they didn't have anywhere to send it down, they would have had somewhere to send it.
Yeah, that was a whole.
It was a bad scam.
Very bad scam.
But you cut, bro.
Sorry, I got you mad just, for a second.
you just put, bro, what if whatever dumb, and I'm, of course you failed at this, and I don't know. See, this is how people, this, like, when I told niggas, like, bro, if you doing certain stuff, I can't be around you. This is what I mean. If you doing some shit and you unruly with it, I can't be with
gross,
none of
sloppy,
it.
Just
I can't even have knowledge of you with it, because guess what? I'm not no street nigga. I'm telling. I didn't agree with none of this. I'm not a part of no type of code. I never did no oath with nobody. I'm not, no, better yet, we're not committing the crime together. I have no loyalty to you who's incriminating me. So instead of doing that, because I should have reported your ass, because we see what's happening with it. Mm-hmm. Thank God that your dumbass, whatever your dumbass was doing, didn't get to us. Hopefully you failed, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully that's why it didn't work. Hopefully that's why nothing happened. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because guess what? If anybody would have came knocking at my door, messing with my pregnant girlfriend, going through my stuff that we work for, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I would have been singing like a canary, fuck nigga. And then a motherfucker on top of all of this has the nerve to tell me that I don't give a fuck about my family. I don't care about helping my family. You told, first of all, once again, gaslighting. Second of all, you just told me this was for somebody else. So what are you talking about family now? Horrible, horrible, horrible crime. Let me just tell you, this person is not good at committing crimes. They should have been stopped, but whatever. That's a whole nother story. Like, but not only did that happen, but somebody else threatened my life. You threatened my life.
For what? Like,
and this is the thing. When you're a gangster, when you're hard, when you're about that, when you're cut like that, it's not cool at all to be threatening somebody that's totally not on that time, and somebody that has put money in your pocket. This, bro, I put way more money in both of these niggas' pockets than they've ever done for me.
Oh.
Ever. And guess what? It was illegally. Shit, I should have never been doing. And guess what? You ain't never heard me telling on nobody, getting y'all jammed up and shit. But other people have. It may have been one of these people in this situation. But you're gonna hurt me. You committing crimes with this nigga again, but you gonna hurt me. But he done put your freedom at. Niggas pick and choose, man.
Yeah.
Niggas pick and choose, and that's why. These are reasons. See, people, a nigga, I can just see it. Somebody, because you know people done talked about it. Why Michael don't be around? Why you don't, I don't be hearing from such and such. I've never heard from her. Why you don't never come over? Why you don't be over there? Nah, he tripping. He's just mad. Michael's angry, and he just gets mad, and he just doesn't. Fuck y'all. Suck my dick. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, it gets to the point where I'm not even explaining myself no more. You know what I'm saying?
Shouldn't have to.
I'm going
to
keep saying the same thing. It's not happening. It's not happening. It's not happening. Oh, and guess what? Now that you keep asking me, even though we've already talked about this and I told you, we already had the awkward conversation. See, bro?
Sorry, this is the weird shit.
Some people, when they do some weird shit or they try you, mm-hmm. they'll politely just remove themselves from your life. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Or they just will never talk about said situation. They will never try that again because they knew it was fucked up.
Right, right.
But in both of these peoples, in these situations, they come back and keep fucking trying me.
They don't care.
And
it's like they don't care. They don't care about your emotions. They don't care about what they did. It's just like they care about themselves. That's what that is. They're selfish.
And like, when people, bro, I be ignoring niggas. Like, if I don't want to talk to you, I'm not going to talk to you. If I don't think that you have my best interest in mind, I will not, we're not going to do any types of dealings with or anything because you don't have my best interest in mind. But I think that it's, you know, sometimes people don't understand. And people aren't going to understand. You know what I'm saying? People will say, yeah, huh?
No, I'm listening.
And people, I thought you were trying to like cue me or something.
Mm-mm.
And people will say, kind of like to close this out because we going long as fuck. Like, people not going to understand everything that you do. Ooh, why about to tie this whole shit together? Hold on. Why watch this?
You just scared the shit out of me when you did that.
People might think, oh, you on some lame shit. You doing this, that, and the third. You selling out. You sold out. You did this. And you didn't. You over here doing that. And you not worried about nobody. Mm-hmm. No. You know what I'm saying? Oh, y'all, you done did this and that. It's like, no, bro. I'm sorry that I mattered to myself. My sanity mattered more than how you feel about what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't call everybody. I can't speak to everybody. I won't speak to everybody. I won't be in the drama.
Yeah.
Bruh, you know how good it is for me and Lorenzo to be talking? He telling me all this bullshit that's going on and this shit happened 3 months ago and I ain't know nothing about it. You know how cool that is? Like, I don't want to be a part of none of this dumbass shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Stuff. Like, I don't want to have to say nothing about it, speak on it. I don't know. I'm unaware. Damn. Oh, you heard about this? Nah, what that? When that happened?
Yeah.
That's what I like to do.
Yeah.
But let me, back to tying it all together. A nigga might think you selling out. A nigga might think, oh, because he acting like this, because he do this, that, and the third. Fuck how everybody feel. I know why I do what I do. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And that is what it is. I'm responsible for our address, this living situation, this dwelling.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else is secondary. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And if I feel like you're posing harm, whether it be intentionally or whether it be because you just flagrant and you worried about yourself and you worried about finessing or something, finessing in many ways, excuse me, whether it be any of that, I'm not going for it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
People have to understand, I'm not who I was when I was 16, 17. I wasn't that smart at that age. I didn't know a lot. I didn't go through the things that I'd gone through then. So all these things that you think can happen, oh, I wasn't the guy that, bro, I moved up here when I was 22. Like, right before I turned 23, I moved up here like 6 months, 5 months before I turned 23. I just turned 27. That's 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And if you know you are a black man, or you know you have a black man as a son, anything, you've watched a black man grow up, you know they'll miss some crucial years. I'm not the same person. So this is what it is. You know what I'm saying? If I'm wrong, I'll come back and apologize. But how I feel like stuff is going to be done is how it's going to be done. Because I won't, and I feel bad saying this because I don't want this mindset, but I won't, Nala won't feel the way that I feel about some people when she's 18 and, you know, or when she has her own family.
Mm-hmm.
Nala's not going to see what I saw. Because it didn't have to be like that. Right. It shouldn't have been like that. And that's a fact. I don't care how people feel about it. It's what happened. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And that's how things work. Things happen and you react to them accordingly. I'm reacting accordingly. You got a problem with it? Go tell your therapist. that's just all I got to say.
Yeah.
And I don't even know if that made sense. I don't know if it was good podcast. I don't fucking know. But we are going to close this shit out with East Point Prayer by Vince Staples and Lil Baby. This is actually the best verse that Lil Baby dropped this week. This weekend, even though he dropped two songs. I don't know if you knew that.
Mm-mm.
But let's get it. And we're going to let this whole ride.
Money mantra, 100 racks plus, duffel bag stuff. Better not slip, I'ma crash ya. You ain't shot shit, get your stash up. Kept it stitch lit, I'm a factor. I was out there, when it mattered. Had the chopstick, with the ladder. Made it count, led to Atlanta. Off of concrete, with no plan C. I was here first, understand me. Gotta stay alert, understand me. If they catch me, they gon' blast me. Yeah, bounce out, chunking up the hood. Money in the bank, so I'm feeling good. Pull up on the gang, never Hollywood. Showing them the way, so they show a nigga love. But these little niggas running wild. Bought a 40 cal, out the Jordan down. Married to the streets, don't she get around. I never wanna leave, I'm never out of bounds. Yeah. Ain't no peace enough if you body one of us. Body for a body, big body Benz truck. Bounce out boogie, play pussy, get fucked. When these niggas get tough, since when these niggas want war with us? Lick a gunshot, bloodshot, corneas. I've been out all night tryna make it out. Swear to God that the shack was the safest route. Know what they about. Money mantra, 100 racks plus, duffel bag stuff. Better not slip, I'ma crash ya. You ain't shot shit, get your stash up. Kept it stitch lit, I'm a factor. I was out there when it mattered. Had the chopstick with the ladder. Made it count, led to Atlanta.
I took big risks, now I'm big fish. $1 billion at the top of my to-do list. Buy a villa in St. Barts, maybe a cruise ship. Well, really a yacht, just to say that I got it. Product of my environment. Keep my cutter for the snakes, you know this shit can get slimy. Ain't have to make no call to gain them, they already beside me. Where the money at? That's more than likely where you can find me. I can't honor that, you know that shit was flawed when you tried it. That shit crazy, nobody wanna put in the work but wanna get paid though. I'ma keep on spinning on lawyers until the case closed. I'm probably not coming up.
Baby is always gonna have a verse that just...
not the one you should wait on. I want this shit bad, hope it don't take long. Everybody calling with their problem, not to check on me. They say if it happened, then it's meant to be. Guess we'll see. I knew you was lying when you had told me you would never leave. I can't keep on going back and forth, I gotta let it be.
This is the Big Podcast. We're gonna catch y'all next week.